information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Immigration and labor issues are critical to agriculture in general, to the dairy industry in particular. We talk now with Paul Bleiberg, Vice President, Government Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation. National Milk has announced its support for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. This is a bipartisan immigration bill that would advance ag immigration reform. And as I said, it has bipartisan support. Where does it go from here now that it's been introduced? Paul, thank you for joining us. How would this legislation be an improvement over what we have right now?
Thank you for having me. To talk at a high level here, you know, we're excited to see a bipartisan bill moving forward in the House of Representatives on this topic. You know, the House has gone through a number of, given the dire situation that dairy is in that we've talked about before on this program on this issue, we've generally been supportive of moving the process forward whenever there's an opportunity, and that's no different today. This legislation, as you said, is bipartisan, which is a significant step in the House, but it does work to address our two primary needs in this space, which is to say improving the H-2A program so that dairy farmers can use it, is right now, as you know, it's a seasonal visa program, and so to open it up to year-round is a big step in the right direction for us. And the bill also provides a legalization for the current ag workers that we have, the experienced workers. So these have been two priorities we've had for a while, and to see them both incorporated into this legislation kind of as an initial starting point to moving the debate forward on this issue in the House is a very positive step.
Are there some other areas that you hope will also be addressed as this moves forward?
Well, the devil's in the details, and I think the bill, as I said, the bill does touch the big, you know, broad strokes of the major priorities. You know, as we go forward in the House and the Senate and whatnot, we'll be looking to improve just various details and nuances and things like that, but I think that's pretty much par for the course with any big legislation, whether it's the Farm Bill or anything else that we deal with. So I think it's really about getting the process going, given how tough this issue is for Congress to generally move forward on. The fact that we've got leaders like Zoe Lofgren and Dan Newhouse and Colin Peterson and so many others that are working on this bill together, I think gives us a lot of optimism that we can get that process going.
Where are they in the Senate? Any companion legislation there?
There is not a companion bill in the Senate. We know there's a lot of bipartisan interest in moving a product in the Senate, but I think if you look at the history on this issue, you know, 6.5 years ago, the Senate moved a much broader immigration package through on a bipartisan basis, and since that time, the issue has more or less stalled as far as actually getting legislation passed. There have been a lot of things proposed in both houses, but it's been tough to get the votes to move anything. So I think the Senate is really, you know, going to have the House go first here and move a bill through on this issue, which we're excited about, obviously. And I think if we can get a strong bipartisan vote out of the House in the coming weeks here, that strengthens the ability of senators to work on a bipartisan basis on whatever bill they would put forward.
It seems like up till now it's been an all-or-nothing proposition on immigration. If there couldn't be an overall wide-sweeping bill, then nothing would get done. So is this an effort now to kind of take a particular segment of this issue, in this case ag labor, and move forward with it without having to have a comprehensive package done?
Well, there are certainly a lot of issues that people want to see addressed, but I think the idea here with this bill is that there's a bipartisan consensus that this issue needs to be solved, and I think people have maybe broad agreement as to the building blocks of doing that. As I said, I think the details can continue to evolve as the process goes, but I think one of the reasons we have this standalone ag bill that's bipartisan with such strong support in both parties is because there's a lot of agreement that this particular issue just has to get solved, even though there are other issues in the immigration space that people are passionate about, that there's different degrees of controversy around them. I think there is sort of a view that, okay, let's see, can we grab this one and get this one off the table?
Paul, explain again for those not familiar with how this issue impacts the dairy industry, what effect the ag labor shortage and challenge, tell us how that is impacting dairy producers across the country.
sure. Well, you know, dairy farmers milk their cows every day. It's not like some of the crops in the ag sector where you do it on a seasonal basis. The H-2A program, which is currently the visa program that exists for ag guest workers, is a seasonal-only program. It's a temporary and seasonal program. And so if you're a dairy employer, you really can't use that program. So from the standpoint of accessing a supply of guest workers, you're not able to do that right now in the dairy industry. And so much of the dairy industry's production is rooted in operations where there is, you know, foreign labor and things like that, that having that kind of structure in place where dairy can use the program is really critical. And as it relates to current workforce, obviously there are a lot of experienced workers on dairy farms, as there are on many other ag operations outside of dairy, and there is a shared goal there of, you know, providing a clear legalization of current workforce. And the key in this legislation is it's an earned legalization based on sort of a continued commitment to working in agriculture for a certain period of time, kind of based on how long you've already been doing the work in ag. So it's not just carte blanche, but it's really about, okay, continuing to show your service to the ag community.
That's a key issue for dairy as opposed, you know, to say the fruit industry, the produce industry, where you might have workers come and go based on the season. Not only are you trying to attract workers for the dairy industry, but you need to retain workers, right?
Exactly, and that's why the current worker piece is so important.
All right, so what's the next step?
Well, I think we are hopeful here that the bill will move forward in the House Judiciary Committee in the coming weeks. The House and Senate are on a recess week next week. Incidentally, while we have our National Milk Annual Meeting in New Orleans, and we'll be talking about this quite a bit, but they return after that for a two-week work period pre-Thanksgiving. And so I think we are hopeful that the House Judiciary Committee will move the bill through at the committee level as quickly as possible, and that sets it up for floor action, you know, before the end of the year, but possibly even right before Thanksgiving, because there may be some time there. So that's the sort of immediate process in the House, and then once that's done, that enables interested senators to kind of pick up the ball on this issue and start talking about what kind of a bill they want to do and things like that that I said earlier.
So an important step has been taken, but there are several more steps that need to come yet, and we'll watch those
Absolutely.
Closely. Paul, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Take care. Paul Blyberg, Vice President, Government Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation. That wraps it up for a busy show today. More coming tomorrow. Stay right here. Join us again tomorrow on AOA, Adams on Agriculture. Have a great day, everyone.